So you spent 43 weeks playing this game, right? And you were good at it. Great, even. By the end, your avatar was so powerful that you were leading all the raids, getting all the best drops, and the bitches. Oh, the bitches. Wait, what? But you've hit the top now, and there's nowhere to look but down. And it's not a pretty sight. You could start all over again, sure, but in the end, that would be little more than an echo of the greatness that you've achieved.
You've hit the cap, the level cap. You've hit the cap, the level cap.
It's about this time that you realize you haven't stepped outside in months. The smell emanating from your shirt can only be described as ghastly. You figure you could shower, but for another hour, you'll just keep going. Those monsters won't kill themselves, right?
You've hit the cap, the level cap. You've hit the cap, the level cap.
Just as you stand to get something real achieved in your life for once, you notice that the expansion has been released. New areas it boasts, new monsters and items to plunder, a brand new experience. Being the person you are, you can't help but whip out your credit card on the spot.
$49.95
recommended retail price. So once the download finishes, in minutes mind you, this isn't the Dark Ages, you install and begin anew. Oh look, a new race, you say. Wow.
Half naked night elf warrior princess. Half naked night elf warrior princess.
You're intrigued, but not so much that it will deter you from spending the next few weeks leveling up your overpowered mage.
80 is a new cap. Level 80 is a new cap. 80 is a new cap. Level 80 is a new cap.
Time flies, your crusty shirt dries, summer arrives, the sun errantly sending its warm, life-giving rays throughout the land. Of course, you don't notice. All you notice is that number, that one little number on your character stat sheet.